I love how you always answer my phone calls on the first ring. You are such a good boyfriend. Humor me, though. Put your earbuds on so that we can have a private conversation. Make sure that they will not fall off. I bought them for you, so I know that they cancel out outside noise almost completely. You will just hear my voice. Good. Now we can talk. So, would you like to play a game? I wanted to do something special for your birthday. We've been a couple for several months now, and you have been itching for a chance to have sex with me, haven't you? Well, you are going to get just that. A chance. I know you just woke up, but go into your roommate's room. No, don't worry. She won't mind. You'll find the door open just a little. She's completely okay with this. After all, it is your birthday. There you are. Surprise! You weren't expecting to see three half-naked girls in your roommate's bedroom, were you? To say they're half-naked isn't really accurate. They are all fully naked. Although you can only see them from the waist down, as they are on their hands and knees on her bed. Their top parts are covered by a blanket hung across the bed. Well, I'm one of the girls. Now don't you dare take your earbuds out. If you do, the game is over. You'd be able to hear me directly in the room, and that would give away which one is the real me. And I want this to be a total guess on your part. Of course, you're probably wondering who the other two girls are, aren't you? Well, this is your roommate's room, so it would make sense that she's one of the other girls. And tomboy or not, from the waist down, she's just like any other girl. Well, from the neck down, really. It's mainly the short hair and attitude that makes her a tomboy. And for the record, she's fine with this game. Something about it appealed to her mischievous side, I guess. And if you end up sticking your dick into her, well, I won't be jealous. Or at least I won't hold it against you. I am kind of getting off on the idea of being a cuck queen today. But that leaves the third girl. Who could it be? It would need to be some girl close to you to continue the theme of important girls in your life. Can you guess who she is? Spoiler alert! It's your stepsister. For the record, I can see you. We have a camera set up, so I can see your shock. And how you're suddenly afraid to look when you know that one of these bodies belongs to your stepsister. You haven't seen me, your roommate, or your stepsister naked from the waist down before, so you can't tell who is who. We actually have fairly similar bodies, even if we all dress in our own styles. We also have the lights fairly dim in here. So I guess the question you have to ask yourself is this. Do you feel lucky, punk? You've got one chance out of three to finally fuck your girlfriend. Two chances out of three to fuck someone where it honestly isn't a big deal or at least isn't unethical. Like I said, your roommate is chill with the idea of being fucked by you on your birthday. But there's that one third chance that you pick your stepsister. Oof, wouldn't that be awful? And by awful, I mean awfully hot. Sorry. I think I have some issues. But to be fair, I'm not the only one. Your stepsister was surprisingly easy to talk into this. I personally wouldn't do this. But watching it? That's a whole different thing in my head. I'm pretty sure that I could get off to it happening. Because just imagining that it could? It's putting me in the mood. Now, maybe the smart thing to do is to just walk away and not play this game. But honestly, I would take offense at that. I worked so hard to set this up. I might think that you're not really as interested in fucking me as you've been saying. Then I wouldn't be in any hurry to actually let you sleep with me. On the other hand, this is really your chance to be with me. Even if you pick the wrong girl and fuck her, I'll still let you do me at a time of your choosing. It could be later today, or tomorrow, or whenever. And once I lose my virginity to you, there'll be nothing to stop us from hooking up all the time after that. At least take a good look at the three bodies being offered up to you. We've all so very carefully groomed today, because any differences there might be a dead giveaway. Don't we all look so inviting? I know you want to fuck me. You once admitted, after I pressed you, that your roommate was kind of attractive. So if you pick either of us, that's a win for you, really. And if you pick your stepsister, well, that becomes kind of a mess, I guess. Oh, it remains a secret between everyone in the room, assuming you even find out about it. But are you really going to let a measly 1 out of 3 chance of stepsis get in the way of a 100% chance of sex? There's just one rule, though. Once you're inside a girl, you can't stop until you finish. It's not fair to leave a girl hanging like that, even if it's not me. Come on, take your clothes off. If you're worried about your stepsister seeing you naked through the camera, well, you're already seeing her naked, even if you can't be sure which body is hers. Or maybe you can. In which case, you just pick one of the other two. Do it. Take them off. This could be your best birthday ever, if you let it. Good boy. And bad boy. For getting so hard so fast. Now pick a girl. This is like a 3-card Monty. Except you're guaranteed to get laid no matter which one you pick. It's just that one of the girls really isn't one you should be putting your cock into. Ooh, you've chosen! Or at least you're moving behind the middle girl. You haven't committed yet. You could still change your mind. Is this your final answer? Oh fuck. I can feel the tip of your cock touch my pussy. You picked me out of the other two girls. I'd say I was disappointed that you beat my game so easily. But on the other hand, well, I am looking forward to finally having sex with you. I can feel you pressing against me. Remember, once you put it in a girl, you can't stop until you're done. Or we are so over, mister. I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't want to take your cock out of me, though. In fact, I can feel how eagerly you want to put it in. Oh, fuck. I can literally feel it as you start to push it into me. Oh, yes. Ooh, this is so hot. Looking through the hidden cameras, I can see your cock buried to the hilt. And, of course, I can feel it inside of me. Well, don't just stand there. Fuck me, birthday boy. Oh, this is so, so good. Isn't this the best birthday gift ever? I know I'm really enjoying it. I can't lie to you, though. Which is why I have a teeny tiny confession to make. You actually didn't pick me. Now don't stop, and don't you dare try to pull out. I told you the rule. You have to keep fucking whichever girl you pick until you're done. Let me carefully back out from under this curtain. I can't let you see the identity of the other girls. I was the girl on the right. See? Statistically speaking, people tend to favor the right in making choices. At least I think that's the thing, but not in your case. This is much more interesting to watch than seeing it on video. I can see you up close and personal as you're sitting there buried balls deep in either your roommate or your stepsister. Honestly, I'm not even mad. I'm actually kind of turned on. Like I said, I've got a little cuck queen kink, I think. Although you're not really holding up your end of the game. You should be moving some. I know you're worried about possibly fucking your stepsister right now, but you're already inside whoever the girl is. And if you finish with her, then you are guaranteed more than one shot with me. So there's not really any reason not to keep fucking bachelorette number two, other than possibly getting them pregnant. Oh, you should see your face. Maybe I'll show you a close-up of it later. But relax. Do you really think your own girlfriend would set you up to possibly knock up another girl, let alone your own stepsister? Actually, yeah. I could kind of see myself doing that. Don't let that possibility stop you, though. You've got a taste of that pussy. Does it matter right now who it belongs to? If it is your stepsister, it's not like you could give her back her virginity. Your best option is just go with it. I mean, you also have to consider that I may be completely bluffing about it being your stepsister. It's probably just one of my friends from college. You know how I love to tease you. But would I be so naughty as to let you fuck your own stepsister? Well, let's leave that question unanswered for now. But come on, get back to the fucking before you start to lose that wonderful hardness. Oh, yeah. Ooh, fuck that pussy. Whoever she is, she does have a nice body. It kind of makes me wish that I had a cock right now. I mean that both in that I wish I physically had one to fuck either one of these girls with, but also that I wish I had a cock inside of me. We are going to have so much fun when this is over. I want you to fuck me with the same cock that fucked this girl. I want her juices all over you still as we do it. We can go back to your room while they clean up back here. And the identity of who you're fucking right now will forever be a secret. Well, unless one of them gets pregnant. In which case, that's kind of a dead giveaway. Fuck. I think I may have a breeding kink. And it doesn't even have to be me that's being bred. Although, to be honest, it most definitely could be me in the future. But if you get them pregnant, maybe I can still be the one who raises my boyfriend's affair baby? You and I together could be a family. Ooh, you can't hear this, but she is making so many sexy noises. She's a moaner. And she sounds so sexy right now. It's a shame that you can't hear her. But that would almost definitely give away her identity. At least I think it would. You almost certainly have not heard sounds like this coming from her mouth. And of course, she may say words that could give away her identity. Maybe she uses the nickname your roommate has for you. Or she calls you Big Stepbrother. Which could be a dead giveaway that it was your stepsister. Although your roommate might be even wilder than you think. She volunteered for this game, didn't she? Maybe she wouldn't mind some step-cessed roleplay with you. Now that I think about it, I wouldn't either. You could be my big stepbrother. Although, I'd also accept you as my stepdaddy. Oh, fuck. I am getting so worked up right now. Whew. I am halfway tempted to tell you to pull your cock out of her and stick it into me. Except that would not be fair to her. She is clearly enjoying this. Ooh, and you're enjoying her. Even if you don't know who she is with any certainty. And I do want to see you come in another woman. And make her come. This is like a sneak preview of when you first take me. Oh, I can't wait for that. But I will wait until you finish giving your current lover a proper fucking. You're most definitely doing that. Although she is also doing her best to return the favor. She clearly is fond of you. Maybe more than she should be, either as a best friend or stepsister. Or maybe, like me, she's just really turned on. I'm jealous of her having your cock in her right now. I guess I'll just have to make do with my fingers touching my clit. But I won't be jealous that she fucked you before I could. Not when it feels so sexy to me. Plus, even if she had you first, I'm the one who gets you every time after that. Okay, maybe not every time. I am willing to share, but only if, like today, I can watch. If I can arrange it and be in control of it, even if I feel so helpless watching the man that I love make love to another woman. God. I feel like I'm already gonna come soon. Although I'm trying to pace myself so that you, me, and the other girl who you're fucking can all come together. Ooh, that one poor girl on the left is missing out. She doesn't get to come at all. It's tragic, really. She just has to keep kneeling there on all fours, watching things on video as they play out behind her. Ooh, she is wet. I can see it glistening in the light. And there's nothing she can do about it right now. That also turns me on. I'm finding a lot of things are my kink now. Okay, get ready. Don't you dare pull out of that poor girl. You need to give her a cream pie. I am not being properly cucked if you don't finish inside of her. Giving her the cum that was always meant for me? I don't think you have any intention of pulling out. Maybe I'm corrupting you. Or you're too far lost in the moment. I know I am barely holding on here. But I am ready to come. I can tell she is. And I'm pretty sure you are. Let's all come together. Well, except for Bachelorette number one. Poor girl. Ooh, fuck. That's it. I'm coming. Bury yourself inside of her pussy now. Because her back is arching and she is crying out in ecstasy. Oh, yes. Oh, come in her. Impregnate her with our future baby. Yeah. Now, wasn't that the best birthday present ever? Although, the fun doesn't have to end here. We could go to your room while the two girls here can anonymously clean themselves up. You don't really need to know which of them you just fucked. Maybe it's best if you don't. And hey, maybe they'll just decide to have some hot lesbian sex after all of that while you're nailing me in the next room. Ooh, I like that idea. Or, and just hear me out, you fucked one girl already. Maybe it was your roommate. Maybe it was your stepsister. Unless, of course, I was lying about her being here in the first place. You're gonna get me no matter what. And it doesn't need to be right now. Isn't there a part of you that wants to move on to the other girl? Maybe it's your stepsister, in which case that's probably a bad but very sexy call. Or maybe you were boning your stepsister this whole time. And now you could screw your roommate and kind of average out the weirdness of all of this a little bit. Does that make sense? It does to me, but I'm thinking my brain works a little differently from other girls. However, my pussy seems to work just fine. So, what do you say, birthday boy? Do you want to go back to your room now with me? Or do you want to delay us hooking up just a little longer while you take advantage of this hall pass to screw Bachelorette number one? If you do that, then after you finish, we can even raise the curtain and you can find out who was who. And what taboos you may have broken. Well, what's it gonna be, lover boy? I'm waiting for your answer. And there's another girl waiting for your cock. If you play your cards right with the game of chance, you could definitely end up with three of a kind. And after that, a very full house.